The camera. We all know a lot about cameras and that they create photos that we can save and look at later on. But do we really know a lot about the camera? Do we? Do we really? Well, after today, hopefully we'll know a lot more about the camera. Let's look at the historical facts. The first camera was designed in 1685. However, the first photo wasn't actually taken until 1841 by a man named Joseph Nice. The mastermind behind all of the cameras were Joan Zane. However, it was mentioned thousands of years back in the Book of Optics in 1021. The mastermind behind the camera in the Book of Optics in 1021 was Abraham Haytham. The first photo was taken and actually took 10 years to be produced after it had been taken. Since then, many people have worked on the camera. In 1841, Henry Fox Talbot invented the calotype. This was a process of getting a number of positives with only a single negative, this meaning many good photos with very few failures. Around 10 years later, in 1851, people got to witness the development of the wet plane negatives by Frederick Scoff Archer. This was then invented into a dry plate negative in 1879. The first flexible film roll was invented in 1889 by George Eastman. Then camera took a huge jump in 1940 with colored photography from the commercial level. Nowadays we all have cameras, whether it is on our phones or an actual camera itself. We almost always have those on our person. Now let's look at our fun fact number one. Before cameras were found around, people used a process that was called camera obscura. This means the dark room in Latina. This camera was around for a few centuries before photography actually became a thing. Now that we know a little bit about the evolution of the camera, let's look at why it was invented. Believe it or not, the first camera was not actually created to create images. It was actually made to study optics. The inventor created the camera obscura so that he could demonstrate low light can be used to project an image onto a flat surface. However, nowadays, it is more or less used to take pictures of stuff like Niagara Falls and the tiger at the zoo. Although in science, it is still used very much for discovering and studying optics and other sciences. Now let's look at it more scientifically. How does the camera function? A camera has a lens. The lens on the camera takes all the rays that are bouncing around and redirects them to a single point in the camera. This then makes it so that we can get the sharp image that we want. Now let's go in more depth. Cameras use a convex lens so that they can take real inverted images. This only works because the light travels in a straight line. This is until it hits a medium. A medium is a case of glass that causes the light rays to reflect and or bend, causing them to form interverted on the opposite side of the medium. However, it works a lot differently in a digital camera. A digital camera is most commonly used camera nowadays. Digital cameras take a light and focus it with its lenses. This directs the light rays to the sensor made out of silicone. This is made up of tiny grid photosynthesis. These are actually very sensitive to light. Each photosite are usually called pixels. This is a contraction of a picture element. There are millions of these pixels in sensors. This creates the picture and or image that we receive and that we love and or hate because we aren't very good photographers. Now let's look at the individual parts. First up, the mirror. In cameras, the mirrors are very important in order for the camera to work. The type of mirror that is used to reflect the rays are concave mirrors. These mirrors are previously explained to reflect the light rays from one point to one point called the focus. The focus is in the front of the mirror. If you put an object like a piece of paper on it with something written on it, you can see the piece of paper and the image that you have on that piece of paper. The type of image that this makes is a real image because it will appear on the piece of paper, as I said. A real image is an image that is made by collecting rays, and the difference between the virtual image and the virtual image is the collection of a focus point made by extensions of rays, and a real image is made raw coverage, and a virtual image only appear when divergent. Now let's look at the rays in the camera. The type of rays in the camera are primary rays. They are the first rays that you see in the first cut into a scene. The secondary rays are the ones used to the shadows, reflections, and the ray refractions. Now the angles. In a camera, the light comes from the side of the camera around 90 degrees. You can change the angle of the incident, but you have to place the camera in a relation to where the light is and the subject angle. For example, a full angle of incidence in the angle of refraction. This is an image on the slide that you will see in a minute. Now the focus. On the camera, you have a focus lens that will get you a good shot of what you are trying to photograph. Focus is in the movement of the lenses and the elementary until the photo is sharpened and is ready to shoot. Cameras can focus very differently depending on the distance and the subject that it is sensor. Most of the time, the auto sensors are on the camera nowadays. Since the light passes through a lens in either direction, there have two focal points on the camera, meaning one on each side. This allows us to get the nice, crisp photos that we get and that we love so that we can put them in our camera roll and maybe even share them to our friends. Now let's look at focal length. A focal lens of a camera is in the lens. The focal length of a camera is the distance between the lens and the image sensor. This is how an image is focused. Most cameras have focal lengths of a maximum of 18 to 55 millimeters. A focal point determines when the camera is focused. Focal length will tell you how much your camera will capture, meaning what else around the tagger you're photographing you will see. Like, will you see the tree beside him or the other tiger beside him or whatnot? This will also tell you how magnified the image will be and how large the elements will be. The larger the focal point, the narrower the angle of view will be, and the higher the magnification will be. Now let's look at the light source. In a camera, the main source of light is the daylight and or the sun. Therefore, photography is better in the daytime. This also means that your photography and camera will be affected by different types of weather along with different times of day. This is why you often see photographers need to use different techniques. If it is too bright or there is too much overcast, they may use continuous artificial light. This is probably going to be less common in normal people who use these and will most often be seen in professionals. You're not going to bring a full auto flood light everywhere you go in the zoo. That would be a pain. If you aren't a professional, you basically just have to hear and hope that the weather works for you and not against you. Now let's look at cameras' effects on society. First of all, giving across information. Now that cameras have been invented, it helps with getting information across. This can be in many different ways. The news gives us all of our information. We can use it in order to take before and after photos to see changes. We can all around get a lot more information now that we have a camera. I'll be going in depth more about that and how it affects our scientific research and stuff like that in a few seconds. So for scientific use, scientific research. Cameras have helped us with science in many different ways. Not only can we now take before and after photos, but we can make documentaries. This can make sure that we get the most precise information in image form. We can now look back at them and come to conclusions. This will make the documentaries have much more evidence and more information, and be more interactive all around. We can now cure all the information and information, images and information, that we've used later in one spot. Therefore, now it's all stored in one spot, we can turn it into whatever we need to, including documentaries. Finding diseases. Cameras are used to diagnose and to find diseases. They are used to find heart conditions, cancers, and much more. This, however, is mixed with other technologies, not only cameras, although cameras are a major part of it so that we can get the image and see what is actually going on. The next main purpose is education. Cameras can be used for education in many different ways. Not only can we use them to compare to before and after or to find characteristics in different images and objects, but it can be also used to help with presentations. As a presenter, you will get a lot more information across to the youth just from using images as you do in a presentation itself. This can let students know and see what is going on at the same time and get more information into their head. Images and photos have been proven to actually help you understand more about the subject you are being presented and talked about, and can even allow people to remember more, thus helping them in that subject. The next point's a bit about the same as the first point, but this one's about getting information across fast. Cameras help can help us get information across fast. For example, if there's a tornado, the cameras can pick it up and show us what is happening so we can take shelter and prepare for it instead of noticing too late and having disasters occur. The next point is security. Cameras can prevent crimes from happening and keep crime rates lower. With cameras, people are less likely to do something illegal. People will not do as much illegal activity because they know camera will pick it up and the police can easily identify you and arrest you. Now, that's not all that the cameras can actually do. They can warn you if someone is on your property, if you need to hide and call the cops because you're being robbed. All around, cameras make it a lot safer to live. Just look at those celebrities and all the cameras they use for protection, along with their security, who get notified by them if they need to protect you. The final point I want to talk about is the entertainment purposes. Cameras are used a lot for entertaining people. Maybe not the camera itself, unless you're a photographer, but cameras pick up and create. You probably have seen tons of movies. Without cameras, you wouldn't be able to see them. Sports games on TV? No cameras, no games. And that one call that you need, that you want your team to review and be overturned so that you guys can win when you're watching a sports game? Yep, no cameras, no reviews, your team loses. I hope after all of this, you now know a little bit more about cameras and have an understanding of their history, every single aspect of the camera itself, a few facts about the camera, and what the cameras actually do for us in our society. Thank you.